The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
With the VPM News Breaking Update, I'm Megan Moore. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed a handful of bills on Thursday, including proposals for a recreational marijuana marketplace and increases to Virginia's minimum hourly wage. In a statement, the governor said he vetoed the marijuana legislation because it would endanger the health and safety of Virginians. He referred to the minimum wage proposal as a, quote, one-size-fits-all mandate. The vetoes of Democrats' proposals came a day after the city of Alexandria ended discussion of locating a sports arena in Northern Virginia, a project supported by the governor. Visit VPM.org for the latest information on this developing story.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Hanover County recently approved the development of a multi-million dollar data center near the town of Ashland. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more on residents' concerns about the project.
The 1,200-acre facility is projected to bring over 800 jobs and generate billions in tax revenue for Hanover over the next 20 years. Tract, the Denver-based developer, has offered numerous incentives to get the development off the ground, but residents like Ron Simmons, who lives a stone's throw away from the site, are still opposed.
This would be a great project. It would have lots of revenue, as we're all hearing. The only problem is we live here.
Many residents voiced concerns over the project's energy consumption and environmental impact, while supervisors like Beaver Dam District's Jeff Stoneman said the project is good for the whole county.
That I think I'm doing the best that I can for Hanover County because I see the needs of 110,000 citizens and not just a few.
Hanover's board went on to approve the proposal in 3 unanimous votes, despite the opposition. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Richmond's oldest brewery is selling its headquarters and isn't saying what comes next just yet. Richmond BizSense reports that Legend Brewing Company is listing its Manchester location as a potential mixed-use redevelopment. No asking price is listed. At the beginning of 2024, Legend, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, converted its full-service restaurant to a tasting room. It remains open while being listed for sale. Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed numerous gun-related bills this week, including a piece of legislation that would have made it a misdemeanor for parents and adults who don't lock up their firearms when they know minors will be present. Democratic State Senator Jennifer Boysko of Herndon sponsored the bill.
We've seen tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, and this was a simple way of helping to stop the gun violence and harming children.
Just in the last month, there have been multiple reports of elementary schoolers in Virginia bringing loaded guns to school. In his rationale for the veto, Youngkin said many low-income Virginians can't afford gun storage and that the legislation would, quote, limit individuals' access to firearms in their homes. Virginia Beach native Pharrell Williams is reportedly producing a Universal Pictures musical that would film in the Commonwealth. According to Deadline, the possible coming-of-age story will be set in the late 1970s and centered in Virginia Beach, drawing from Williams' childhood there. Williams, an award-winning producer, has remained connected to his hometown through the Something in the Water Music Festival, which is tentatively scheduled for this fall. The Virginia Film Office told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that, quote, due to client confidentiality, we do not comment on any project until authorized to do so. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.